put a container at the end of that.
A rain barrel.
What, did they use the water?
Oh, yeah. They had to. You know, back when I was growing up, people didn't have running water. And on wash day, you know, they done it the hard way with a black pot, the boiler closed. They had to catch up the water in tubs. And my mother caught a lot of rainwater to do her wash with. And it makes white clothes. And another thing, she made our soap, Lysol.
Did you ever help her do that?
No, I never did help her, but I have washed her, and my husband made a lot of soap.
Mm-hmm.
He liked to make it.
What did you make it in?
She made hers. She cooked hers in a black pot, and then she learned how to make the hard soap by just using the grease and the lye and stirring it. And she just made it like that, but when my husband would make it, he would use the lye and the grease and ammonia and borax or somewhere or another he mixed up, and it makes it white and it kills the odor of, you know, lye soap, homemade soap. In fact, I've got some out there now that he made, big cake of it.
Around the farm.
Yeah, I have.
And you gathered fodder. And what would you call the big building where the hay is stored and where the cattle stay?
That's the barn.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a special place for storing corn?
That's corn crib.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of those. And then we had a barn loft is where we'd put the fodder and the hay. And then the places where we kept the cows, that was a cow stall. And the stall where the mules stayed. And my daddy always fixed what he called a feed trough to feed them out of. And I don't guess you ever saw one, but it was just a plank nailed together, about a foot wide and about 3 foot long. And he'd pour their feed in that trough to feed them.
Did you have a building where you'd store grain?
Well, that's the corn crib. We didn't raise no grain except just corn. We didn't raise the wheat nor oats, nothing like that. It's just mostly corn.
If you had raised wheat, where would you store that?
Well, I wouldn't know because we never did, you know.
Didn't do that.
No, we didn't do that.
Okay. If, you had hay piled up outside the barn or like out in the field, what would you call that?
Haystacks.
When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it? Have you ever been involved in cutting
the hay? Not cutting it, but they let it dry in the field, and then they do what they call baling it. But back then, if there was hay balers and things like that, I didn't know nothing about it. My dad never did have nothing. He stacked it, you know, made the haystacks in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I ever knew about hay. And he cut it. They cut it with what they call a cradle or a sickle, whatever you call it. And they didn't have these machines that goes, you know, and cuts hay like back then. Or if they did, we didn't know nothing about it. I guess some people might have had them or knew about them, but we didn't.